And we do have St. Mary's Principal Cody Avronik with us this morning. Cody, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing good. It's a little hazy out there.
Smidge. Just a smidge.
Just a smidge. So everybody, make sure your headlights are on. We hope you already have them on this morning. It's dark.
It was brighter when lightening I came in, I guess. Lightening up a little bit.
But anyway, we're off and running here. We're already in the middle of September. That's hard to believe. How many weeks of school have we got in the books already?
About 4.5 is where we're at.
So that's crazy.
We were looking at the calendar going, gosh, it's already about halfway through the first quarter. So
yeah,
that worked out pretty well. But should we go through some activity results?
You bet. Let's kind of see where we're at last week. Tell everybody what's happened in the last week.
I don't have a lot to report on. We've got a lot of activity results, but we've been trying to keep our kind of kids separated best as they can in their classroom. So a lot of the other stuff besides activities were
and thanks missing to out on we know it's kind of a like we said it's still a little bit of an adjustment whether you're going to an event or even to school. Yep. But thanks to the parents and everybody for being patient and the students too.
Yeah, we've had everybody doing a pretty good job at activities and so forth. So. But yeah, as far as activities go, last week we had activities on Tuesday and Thursday in volleyball. On Tuesday we had the volleyball team traveled to CWC. CWC defeated St. Mary's in 3-0 there. On Thursday, Burke, South Dakota, came to St. Mary's. They defeated St. Mary's in 3-0 in that game as well. The football team had a little bit of a bus ride last Friday. They traveled to Walt Hill. about 2-hour and 15-minute bus ride to get over there. So the bus ride didn't hinder them up, though. They won that game 64-24. And in talking to a lot of the players, a lot of the second and third string teamers got in that game as well and got a chance to get some action. So that was kind of good for them. Girls golf was kind of busy last week. They had a couple matches. On Saturday, they traveled to Pierce. They were fifth as a team. They shot a 433. Madison Hampton placed 16th with a 106. Claire Popkeys placed 20th with a 108. Kaylin Goffenbaugh placed 24th with a 109. And Olivia Jarman placed 25th with a 110. Yesterday, the team traveled to the Battle Creek Invite. They shot third as a team, shooting a 447. Had a couple girls get a medal there. Kaylin Goffenbaugh, she placed 9th, shooting a 106. And Kaylee Howard placed 10th, shooting a 109. Softball was also in action last week. On Tuesday, they played Boone Central. They got the win there 6-5. And then on Thursday, kind of a high-scoring game on Thursday, versus CCV, won that game 18-17. So, yeah, kind of like you said, kind of a busy activities, which is always kind of expected this time of year.
But right.
I was going through school news stuff with it. I'm like, geez, there's not a lot outside of, you know, just regular learning going on in the school because we're kind of trying to keep the kids, you know, half separated and not mix as much as we can there.
So. Yeah, and Cody, St. Mary's has your COVID-19 guidelines, and of course, if you're going to a sporting event at a different school, make sure to check. Usually, you guys have that posted what the different restrictions are at some of the schools. Best thing to do, always keep a face mask in your back pocket because most places, if it's an indoor event, are asking that you do wear a face mask if you're either in the stands or going to the restroom or going to the concession
stands. Yeah, that's kind of where everybody's moving to right now. We kind of started out that way, but I do want to start off. I've got a couple of our activity guidelines we changed last week. I would like to start off by thanking all of our fans for following kind of our mask mandate for indoor events. I have had several compliments on how we've implemented this, and I did want to pass that along to the spectators that have attended our events. We did make a switch to a couple of our COVID activity guidelines last week. Originally, for indoor contests, we did limit our spectators to parents, siblings, and grandparents of the players, coaches, cheer members, and dance team members. Reason being, just our gym's pretty small, and we want to make sure there's adequate room for people to get spaced out in there. So we made the switch last week to allow St. Mary's families and students to attend our duels with other schools. So if we have two teams in the building instead of three for a volleyball event, we will allow families and students outside of those players, coaches, et cetera, to come to the game. So this week we do have a triangular and a dual. So for example, our volleyball game tonight is a triangular. So we're going to have three different schools in the building. So we are going to limit spectators to parents, siblings, and grandparents of the players, coaches, cheer members, and dance team members tonight. This Friday's game, on the other hand, is a dual. So we will have that extra stage room right there. So we will allow St. Mary's students and families to attend that game. just because we can use the stage and get spread out. So I've been kind of sending those guidelines out as far as flock note goes, either on the day of the event or the day before. So kind of keep watching those, but that's the guideline we'll use there for those indoor contests. Is if there's if it's a duel and we can get spread out, we'll allow more fans to come. If it's a triangular, if we have three schools there, we'll limit those fans just so everybody has adequate space. So,
and like we said, we know for some people they can't stand wearing a mask. Yeah. but we do ask that you. I mean, basically, we're doing this so we can keep everybody safe and so we can keep events going. We'd hate to have to have the season come to a halt or anything.
Unfortunately, I was kind of talking to our teachers about this, and I said, you know, I want to kind of do everything we can do to keep kids in the building, you know, in school. We don't want to go to that remote learning if we don't have to. And I said, you know, one of the first things to go if we're not able or if we start seeing spread and stuff like that, it's probably going to be either limiting fans to, you know, maybe no fans at an athletic contest, or potentially even canceling those athletic contests depending on situations and so forth, which is something nobody wants to do. You know, our kids have done a great job with this, and we want to make sure that we can provide, you know, the opportunities for our students that we can. So
everybody be safe. So that's the main thing.
We want to get through this with everybody still here is the idea. Right. So
all right, well, let's see what's on the St. Mary's calendar for this week.
Yeah, another busy week this week. There's the JV softball quad at Wisner. That starts at 4:30 today. There's also that St. Mary's volleyball triangular with Santee and Niobrara-Verdigris. St. Mary's plays in both of those, and Santee and Niobrara-Verdigris won't play each other. So it'll be St. Mary's and Santee at 5:30, and then St. Mary's and Niobrara-Verdigris at 6:30. Again, it's also senior parents' night tonight for the volleyball girls, so we will have those senior parents' night festivities in between the volleyball games. So probably about 6:15, 6:30-ish, sometime around there is when those senior parents' night will start. On Wednesday, we've got the grade school mass starting at 8:10. There's also a virtual high school band competition starting at 12:15. And then there's a student-parent confirmation meeting. That's going to be held in the parent hall. Or excuse me, the parish hall at 7:00. And that's for all students that are going to be confirmed this year. So again, that's not just St. Mary's students, but if there's students at the public school who want to be confirmed, that student parent confirmation and meeting is going to be held in the parish hall. You should have got a letter on that from Father Sund here in the last week or two. So that's coming up tomorrow at 7:00. On Thursday, there's the JV and varsity softball. That's going to be at Wisner starting at 5:00. And then there's our football game Thursday night versus Niobrara-Verdigris starting at 7:00. On Friday, we do have no school for students. We have a teacher in service that day. There's also a junior high and high school cross country meet. That's going to be here in O'Neill starting at 3:30. I believe they're doing senior parents night as well for those cross country students at that. And then there's volleyball versus Spalding Academy starting at 4:00. On Saturday, we've got the junior high volleyball St. Mary's tournament starting at 8:00. There's girls golf at Boone Central starting at 10:00. And then we've got the O'Neill Pierce invite being played at O'Neill starting at 10:00 for softball.
All right. Perfect. And another busy week. And for those that maybe aren't able to make it up to the volleyball games tonight, we will have both. There's just going to be two. We're going to have St. Mary's and Santee at 5:30, and then St. Mary's and Niobrara-Verdigris at 6:30. Niobrara-Verdigris and Santee will not play a match, right?
So there'll just
be 5:30 and 6:30 games, and St. Mary's will be playing in both of them.
Perfect. So,
and we'll have those on the radio.
KBRX is doing those. Perfect.
Yep, we'll have those on 102.9.
So very good.
You can tune in tonight. Cody, have a great week.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Scott.
Cody Hebronic, principal of St. Mary's School.